Come in, Liz. Good to see you.
Good morning, Milton.
Sit yourself down. Do you fancy a cup of coffee?
Oh, I just had some with Morris downstairs.
Out of a machine? In a paper cup? Oh, I think we can rustle up something a little better than that, don't you?
No, really. Thank you all the same, Milton.
Well, it's up to you.
One thing I do envy you, tucked way up here, you can hardly hear the noise of the presses at all. You don't know what a relief it is.
Oh, really? Well, I dare say we could find a little corner for you somewhere up here.
Oh, no, that wouldn't work either. I'd be forever running up and down the stairs. I have to be down there where it's all happening.
Of course.
Anyway, by the end of the day, you stop noticing the noise. It becomes a permanent background, like living next door to the Niagara Falls.
Well, you seem to be thriving on it anyway. You're looking positively blooming this morning.
Thank you. Now, can you get down to brass tacks? What's the problem?
Did I say there was a problem?
Well, you must have had some reason for sending for me.
Oh, yes, but no problem. In fact, I was going to ask if you had any little headaches. Any snags cropped up at the Herald? Anything I can do to help?
There is one thing.
Oh, good, good. I like to feel I can be of assistance. You know that.
We've lost Jill Moon.
Oh, yes. I think I heard something about that.
You heard?
The silly girl went missing, didn't she? And now she's landed herself a job with one of the Nationals, I believe.
Your grapevine really is first class, Milton. I only found out that myself this morning.
Well, there's not much goes on I don't get to hear about sooner or later.
Jill sent me in a letter saying she'd forfeit a month's pay in lieu of notice. Apparently she got this offer of a job on the Planet, and it all happened very fast.
Hmm. You just put her in charge of the woman's page, too, didn't you?
Mike did that. I'm about to wind up the woman's page.
You're really determined to try this new day-to-day supplement?
Yes. But to get back to Jill, now she's gone, I shall need your approval to advertise for a replacement.
Yes, well, let me think about that one, will you?
Think about it? But what is there to think
about?
Well,
I didn't call you up here to talk shop, Liz. Not this time. I really wanted to pass on an invitation. Purely social.
Invitation?
For the weekend. Sally was saying last night, my wife. You've never met Sally, have you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, she doesn't get up to town all that often. She prefers the country. We've got this house in Sussex, not far from Haywards Heath.
Oh, yes, I remember Mike telling me that.
Yes, he and Claire came down to stay, that's right. Well, Sally and I were thinking it would be very pleasant if you could come down this weekend. She'd love to meet you. Nothing formal, just a quiet, friendly get-together. And you could bring your husband too, of course.
Thank you for letting me come and talk to you, Peter.
Good heavens, why shouldn't you? You can still talk to each other, I hope.
Well, yes, that's what I thought. Matt seemed to think... Well, anyway.
Go on, Matt seemed to think you shouldn't come here.
He felt that now that it's in the hands of solicitors, we should leave everything to them. But I didn't agree with him about that.
Oh, quite right. I'm sure we both want to be as cooperative as possible.
I understand you saw your solicitor this week.
Yes, I did.
And I saw mine. And they talked to each other on the phone. So I think we all know now where we stand, more or less.
I think so, yes.
They're both pretty well in agreement over the principal points. And there's not much doubt that the judge is likely to look favourably on my appeal.
I wouldn't say that.
What do you mean?
Lynn, you're asking the court to go back on a ruling that was laid down several years ago to the satisfaction of all the parties concerned. There's no reason to think any judge is going to revoke that decision, as far as I can see.
Peter, I'm sure your solicitor didn't tell you that.
He didn't have to. It's self-evident.
But he must have told you that I stand every chance of winning this appeal and getting the court to reverse the judgment.
I don't see much point in discussing a hypothetical decision. We've simply got to wait and see, haven't we?
No, we haven't. We could avoid all that, and all that expense, by coming to our own agreement here and now, privately, and settling us out of court.
You're asking me to give Jeremy up. Just like that.
No, not just like that. I know how much it means to you, Peter. I know it's a very big thing to ask you to do. But I'm appealing to you to think again.
No, Lynn.
Look, let's be perfectly honest. We both know it's more than likely I'm going to win the case. Even your solicitor must realize that.
I'm sorry, I don't accept.
But it's a fact, Peter. The courts decide in favour of the mother in 99 cases out of 100.
Then this will be the exception to the rule.
Please, try to understand what I'm saying. If you're going to have to give Jeremy up in the end, don't you think it would be much better to accept that now, so we don't have to take it to court and have a pitched battle? Better for Jeremy's sake.
Don't try using emotional blackmail, Lynn. It won't work.
That's not fair.
If you'd thought about Jeremy's feelings a little more, you'd never have started all this.
Look, Lynn, I've made up my mind, and I have Jeremy's interests at heart. You can't expect me to give in to you over something as vitally important as
this. But if you lose...
I won't lose. I don't care how long it takes, how many lawyers and judges have to fight it out, or how much it costs. He's my son, he's part of my family, and I'm never going to give way on that.
So, I've been wasting my time.
I've listened to what you had to say, but I can't agree with you. I'm sorry.
Well, it's good of you to give me a lift back to town, Milton.
Think nothing of it, Morris. Always glad to be of assistance. I mean, what's the use of having a Rolls if you don't share it with your friends now and again?
Aye.
Any time you need transport, just say the word. Providing I happen to be going that direction, of course.
Of course.
Most of the time I head straight back for Sussex, and then I take the ring road to avoid going through town. But tonight, as it happens, I've got a dinner appointment in Park Lane, so it's no problem to drop you off.
Well, I would have got a lift from Liz, but she left early. Got to get back to the family, I suppose. All the kiddies waiting at home for us.
You're old-fashioned, Morris. You don't approve of working mothers.
I didn't say that.
Well, let's say you don't make much attempt to hide your feelings. But by and large, you get on pretty well with Liz, don't you?
We understand one another, I'd say.
Mutual respect. Is that it? She's no fool, Morris. Don't underestimate her.
No, I'd never do that. Not now.
Patience, my dear chap. Your turn will come.
Aye. Well, we'll see.
After all, who'd have thought the Jill Moon would suddenly be elevated to the lofty heights of the planet?
Yes, that was quite a surprise.
Mind you, it's not as good a job as you would like to make out.
How do you mean?
You know that Junior Spellgrove column?
Aye, I can't say I'm a great find.
Well, he has a bunch of hangers-on digging out the dirt. They paid a small retainer with a bonus if they ever come up with anything really worthwhile. And that's what Miss Moon is doing now. Running errands for Mr. Spellgrove.
How in God's name did you find that out?
Morris, how can you ask such a thing of a newspaper man?
A weekend in the country with Milton Monk.
Well, I gather it's some sort of accolade to be asked. So we'll have to go.
Darling, you must be out of your mind. What are we supposed to do? Take the children with us? Plus assorted teddy bears and rubber sheets? I can see Milton Monk getting a great kick out of that.
I know, darling. I explained we couldn't leave the children behind.
We haven't got anybody to leave them with.
Exactly. That's why I persuaded him in the end it would be much easier if we just went down for the day on Sunday. It's only about 2 hours by car.
For all of us? For lunch and tea? Does he realise what he's letting himself in for?
He said he and his wife would love to meet our family. He was in a very benevolent mood today, all sweetness and light.
Well, we'll soon put a stop to that once he sees our bunch. But, darling, what's the point of it anyway? What's it all in aid of?
I suppose he thinks it oils the wheels, getting to know his staff on a personal basis.
Oh, great. So I have to sit there with the kids, keeping them quiet, while you and Milton discuss policy changes on an editorial level. That's going to be a really charming day, I must say.
Mike said Sally Monk is very nice.
Okay, so Sally and I sit and exchange domestic small talk all day. Terrific.
Well, I've accepted now, and it would be awfully rude to cry off.
Oh, darling, you can go on your own. I'll stay here with the kids.
Peter, we can't do that.
Who the hell's that?
Yes? Good evening, Mr. Tyson.
Oh.
Mrs. Tyson.
Well, hello.
I hope I haven't called it a bad time.
Mr. Tully, hello. No, of course not. Come in.
How nice to see you. Come and sit down. I'll clear a space. Hey, we haven't got the supper things out of the way yet.
Oh, I won't stay long. I only dropped in to ask you if you'd had any luck.
Luck?
Well, with the arithmetic. You said you were going to do some checking up on what it would cost to set up this pleasure craft idea we talked about. Building up a few boats and hiring them out, like.
Yes, well, I'm afraid I haven't done as much as I meant to. I got as far as one visit to the library and then, well, quite frankly, this has been a pretty ghastly week all round. We seem to have had nothing but one crisis after another.
I'm sorry about that. And here's me coming in and just adding to your problems.
No, not at all. Look, please, sit down.
Don't you worry. I can see you're both busy. I'll call in some other time, eh?
No, really, do stay, Mr. Tully. We were only having a row. I'm glad you came in and broke it up.
Well, it wasn't so much a row. We've been invited to spend next Sunday with Liz's boss. Liz feels we ought to go, but I think it's a bad idea to take the kids with us. And, well, we obviously can't leave them behind, so we're stuck.
Peter wants me to go on my own.
Sunday, you said. I wonder. I don't know how you'd feel about this, but, well, you've always been very good helping me out with the paperwork, Mr. Tyson. Don't you think it's about time I did you a favor for a change?
I don't understand.
Well, your youngsters do know me pretty well by now, and I know the wife would be only too pleased to help. That is, if you'd feel happy about leaving them with us.
Thank you.